Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
There.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for the spillover, sponsored by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Thank you for all the reporting we had on the raccoons today that were outside. Have we seen them at all in the last
They
two
have
breaks?
Exited with Mom. Mom came back.
Oh, you saw Mom?
Yeah.
Yep. I missed Mom.
Mom came back. Too. Yep.
Where did they go?
That direction.
Oh, they went left?
Yeah.
Okay.
They went
to the east.
Yes.
Okay.
They seemed distraught for a while. They kept coming out of the bushes. Where's Mom?
Or confused.
Confused. Might be distraught, too. But Mom's back.
It's a cousin of...
It is a cousin. It's a relative.
Very close to that.
You know, I was thinking, I know that I almost had my car blown up by a firework in Fremont on the way back.
Jake had to stop and look at his car.
He stopped
and pulled over.
I got to make sure that nothing's wrong with it. It was so loud, and I felt it.
Oh, God.
Something hit the car, at least.
No.
I don't know. But even with that, I feel like we should still be generous today and give out fireworks. Should we?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's very
safe.
Let's
show the box again.
It's very safe to do it right now.
You're watching the video.
Look at
stream.
That box.
This is courtesy of our friend Scooter at Roca Crazy Cracker, which is open. Been open since last
year. What's that box cost?
This is a $90 box for you. It's free.
What would
$99,
the cost? Free $99.
If you win this today.
What caller could win this? This is incredible.
I think we're looking at caller 7 today.
Caller 7.
Does that work?
Caller 7, and it's on.
Rudy, 402-464-5685. Caller 7, we'll get this box of fireworks. Not for me. You got to get
Where
it.
Where do you go?
Roca Crazy Cracker. I will tell Scooter your name. He'll have your information. If you tell him you won the fireworks, he will give you this $90 value box for free $99.
What's it say on the side there? Your hands block. What's it say?
Aerial Domination is the
Aerial
name
Aerial Domination.
Yeah. Look at that.
I would say if this were me, I went out there.
Artillery shells.
If I got this for $90, I'd spend an additional $90.
That's free money.
Yeah, and just crush it.
Get two boxes.
Yeah,
so Sanderson won on Friday. He told me, he said, I will get that. I will get probably $200 more fireworks. So he's going to certainly get a lot of fireworks from Scooter in Roca.
Sandy. Is Sandy with us today?
Yeah, he's been with us. Yeah, he's been here.
Hi, Sandy.
Caller 7 is winning the fireworks. So.
Did we ever get a name from unnamed texter?
Let me look back here real quick.
That drove all over the state.
I don't see unnamed texter. There's a chance that unnamed texter had to go to work. He sent that a little earlier in the day, so I put that on there earlier.
Gotcha.
Spillover material update on Kansas's new stadium. What they've done looks really great, according to John, our listener, but lots of work to do yet. So they're going to play in it, though, right?
I wonder if it's full capacity. I wonder if that's...
No.
Where's it at? Is it
Same spot.
Is it?
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise.
same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Well, I'm assuming
did they tear down the booth?
I'm assuming what they did was that they lowered the field. But maybe they didn't. My first, because they remember it had a track around it.
Right.
So I'm assuming that they lowered the field and brought the seats in down to it. That's the only way to make it a cool setting. Because remember, the north end zone, Steve, was a long ways away.
Oh, God.
Ways away.
Yes.
It was
eternity.
Not good. It was terrible.
Yeah, it was not a great. I mean, I'd say the setting was good, but the stadium wasn't great. Setting was beautiful.
Anytime you go to a stadium and there's a track around it, it's
Jake,
like
you were there.
I've been there twice.
Kansas Stadium.
Do you remember?
I want to say 2000.
Was it Kansas, Oklahoma?
A year that Nebraska got beat by Kansas. I think was that 05 or 06? I don't know. Sometime in the early mid 2000s.
Was it the 73 game?
No. God, no. It's not
73
no,
point.
It's not there. No. Before
then,
But then I went. I saw Kansas almost beat Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Caleb Williams was the quarterback for Oklahoma, and they should have won the game, but. Remember, he took the ball on fourth down away from his running back that was going to get stuffed, and he pulled it forward for the first down.
It was like a rugby play.
Yeah. Yes. And so Oklahoma won. It would have been a massive, massive, massive upset, but did not happen.
Do you remember the configuration of the stadium?
Yes, it was not very impressive.
You remember the setting that was beautiful on the campus?
Yes. That's a beautiful setting. The stadium itself was nothing to brag about, and that's why they redid it, tore it down.
Okay, Kansas.
So, thank you for the update on that, Sip.
You're welcome. This is Spillover.
Should we talk to Lance sometime soon?
We should.
We
probably should. It's probably the time to do it, right? Yes, it's probably. He's on vacation. Maybe that's
probably down in Florida.
Yep.
He's probably down in Florida.
Yeah, he's got multiple homes now.
Yes, multiple homes. That's
doing
what
well.
Yeah, doing very well.
That's what happens.
Higher tax bracket, but still doing very well.
Lance needs it. He wants. I was reading that yesterday about. I had forgotten they started 1-5 last year. That's a nightmare for Lance. Yeah. It is. Lance is used to
winning.
They
lost to UNLV, I think, early in the season
last
year.
That was the one that got him, UNLV.
Yep, yeah. On a Friday night.
On a Friday night. And then numerous chances to win that game.
UNLV lost Danny Odom. And now who's there? The former Florida coach.
Dan Mullen.
I talked to Dan about 3 weeks ago. Had a long conversation with him.
Name dropper.
I did. Talk to him for about
how was he doing?
He's doing really good. Yeah, he talked about everything they were doing. He just happened to reach out to me. We hadn't talked for a while. We hadn't talked since we saw each other at the Alex Smith thing.
I'm not going to ask any other questions. I'm a reporter, but I'm just going to act like I'm not.
So it was good. He had a great conversation.
Dan Mullen.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Friend of Bill's.
Yeah. We coached together at Utah.
Oh, okay.
That's the coached together at Utah.
There's the hook.
What
was he coached at that point, Dan?
Quarterbacks. Coaching quarterbacks.
Is that his specialty?
What's that? Quarterbacks his specialty. And also, he was out for a jog one time, and he rolled his ankle, and we had to go pick him up over at the Student Union because he couldn't get back, and he limped the entire year. I have to ask. Whenever I do see him, I always ask him, how's the ankle?
I can see it.
How's the ankle?
That's not good.
What's his response to that, Bill?
I think it's pretty funny, so... But no, it's good. It was fun to catch up with Dan.
All right, that's good spillover material.
It was.
Are we going to do a show tomorrow?
We will be here tomorrow. July 1st tomorrow, we'll be here.
Normal show.
All
right. And then we have Thursday, we have a big outing.
The Residence Inn, the brand new hotel in the Haymarket.
Is there parking for me and Steve?
We will have parking for you.
Okay.
They'll take care of you. They might even valet it for you.
And there's going to be breakfast items. Is that correct?
You're eating breakfast the whole time. Not really 3 hours of eating.
I know this. The only way I'm eating a waffle is if I make the waffle myself.
They will encourage that for you.
Make a fluffy waffle. Yeah. Sounds good.
That's it for us. The drive is next. We will see you guys tomorrow.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.